We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Covers the NFL for The Athletic. Shiel Kapadia with us. Shiel, how are you? Thank you for joining us today.
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. The weather's beautiful. We can't complain, right? We finally got some nice weather. The winters feel endless. I don't know. Where do you live, man? Where do you live?
I'm in Philadelphia. Yeah, same
so
thing.
Know.
So it's a nice day, springtime, baseball, the Masters, the draft. It's a good time of year.
You know, you mentioned the Masters. We were just talking about this because my partner here, Jonathan, he loves golf. He loves the Masters. I have no interest in golf, you know, and he thinks you should watch every single sport. And I say, listen, I'm 50.
It's a fun time.
I watch the sports I love or the sports that I have to cover. If I don't cover it and I don't love it, why the hell would I watch it? What say you? Are you someone who watches every sport, or you pick and choose?
I pick and choose, and I think as you get older, you know, as I had kids, stuff starts falling off. Like, I'm not watching a college basketball game until March. I can't spend all of Saturday in front of the TV watching college football with the job obligations with the NFL. But, you know, friends have sort of introduced me to the art of wagering a little bit on golf. And so who knows? That might get you into it a little bit. It's you have a little motivation to root for some of these guys.
Who are you on for this weekend?
I don't, you know what? My friend who's the expert, he sends me the list. I put them all in, and now I gotta start watching. So I think he had Justin Thomas, I think, was among his big plays. So I haven't even been able to check much of it out today.
Justin Thomas is a good bet. I like the idea of that. I do. I think there's a lot of value across the board, but I'm not going to get you down with that. We have you on for the NFL, not to talk golf, so let's get to your bread and butter here. We've been talking a lot about the Browns and some of their draft choices. If you're the Browns at 26, what are the options? Like, who do you think will actually be there at 26 that should entice the Browns? I'm thinking defense. Adam has more of a best player approach mindset to it. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think what they've done with their offseason, really with the roster the past couple seasons, is they've gotten to a place where all NFL teams want to get. And that's you kind of set the floor at every position where you say, hey, you know what? If we had to play a game the Sunday before the draft, we could go out there and we could play a game and we could field a very good roster. And I think that's what the Browns have done. And so I think they're positioned to go best player available for sure. Now, having said that, it's not always just best player available. You know, teams have tiers, and they say, all right, let's take a look, and if one position stands out more than the other, we'll go with that. And so when you look at the Browns, I think the front seven really comes to mind. You know, whether it's certainly getting another edge rusher in there could help them, maybe a defensive tackle. I don't expect them to go linebacker in the first round, but I think if you just look at it and say, all right, is there a defensive difference maker we can grab here, that would make a lot of sense. And I wouldn't just limit that to the front seven. I think if you're looking at cornerback, if you're looking at safety, you know, you could go that route too, because I do believe Denzel Ward is going to be free agent after this season. So you do have to start looking ahead a little bit for sure.
Yeah, Shiel, you know, I guess my general thoughts on the draft are that if you just pick for need, then you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And so if the Browns have, you know, 22 guys with first-round grades and they're picking at 26, and the only guy left on their board with a first-round grade is Rashad Bateman, then draft Rashad Bateman. I know there's sometimes exceptions. You're not going to draft a quarterback when you're moving forward with Baker. But if the Browns draft a wide receiver or an offensive lineman or a tight end, I feel like our fans are going to flip out, but I'm not going to.
No, and I think you're right, and nor should you, because what GMs always say is that Our needs today might not be our needs tomorrow. And that doesn't just look ahead to future years, 2022, 2023, although it should apply to that because you're going to have to make off-season decisions. But, man, you don't know who's going to get injured in August. You don't know right. who's going to get injured in the first month of the season at a key position. And now all of a sudden you have a huge need in a year where you're expecting to make a big run, but because you just went with need during the draft, you missed out on a superior player. So absolutely, you're always looking for blue chip talent. Now, I do think positional value matters, you know, in terms of not taking a running back high in the first round. That's something I certainly subscribe to. But I think if you're looking at different positions that you value, you should just go with the best player when you're in the position they're in.
Talk about losing money. Clyde Edwards-Helaire going in the first round cost me money because I have the same mindset you do where it's like we don't take a running back until the second round now. It's kind of the mantra, but the Chiefs snuck in last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, that it's a great example. And, you know, I didn't crush them for that pick because I really liked Edwards-Helaire and I understood their mindset there. It was, hey, let's run it back. Let's just add more weapons and let's go. But you think if you asked Andy Reid right now, do you wish you would have taken an offensive lineman with that pick? I mean, what would he say? I mean, look at it. They have released both their offensive tackles this offseason. All of a sudden, offensive tackle is a huge need. We all saw the Super Bowl. Offensive line was a huge need. Now, at this time last year, they weren't thinking that way, but it really is a great example about how things can change so much year over year.
I was reading your column, Sheil, where you recap the offseason moves for every team. And for those who haven't seen it, I'll just give you the headline. What you wrote for the Browns, it says Cleveland Browns, they have one of the NFL's most complete rosters. You say, and then you go on and say it might feel weird for Browns fans to hear it. I find myself sometimes when I talk about the Browns right now saying, am I really saying that about the Browns? It's like hard to believe after covering them for so long and then be like they've gone. It took forever for them to get good. But once they got the right people, Barry Stefanski in place, they have gone from like the most pitiful franchise to what appears to be trending toward a model franchise in a hurry.
Absolutely. I just did a Buffalo radio hit earlier today, and it's the same thing with these two franchises. I mean, I think they're among the two best run franchises in the NFL with Brandon Bean in Buffalo and Andrew Berry in Cleveland, where they, you know, I call them just moves that make sense. You know, when you see a move pop up on Twitter or on the ticker or, you know, wherever you get your news and you say, all right, is this going to be a real head scratcher or is this going to be a move that you say, wow, good deal, good value. And those two teams are making a lot of those right now. I mean, I look at their roster and the way I was thinking about it was if you take the quarterback off of every team, right, and just look at every other position on the roster, which rosters are best positioned to succeed. And I think the Browns are absolutely on that short list, you know, whether it's the top 5, 6, 7, 8. I didn't go that deep into detail by evaluating every roster, but they're in that conversation. And I thought their offseason has made a lot of sense. John Johnson, the safety from the Rams, is a player I really liked going into free agency. He's a young player. He's got upside. He's got great intangibles. I think that was a very smart pickup. Troy Hill on a 2-year, $9 million deal, you know, very feisty, competitive corner who can play different spots in your secondary. So they recognize their weaknesses. You know, I think a lot of teams have trouble identifying why the previous season went the way it did. And I don't think the Browns had that issue. They were really able to identify their weaknesses, where they need to improve, address those areas on the roster. And like I said, now they can go into the draft and say, all right, who's right. the player we like the most? And that can be the pick that they make. They don't have to reach to fill a starting position.
So as much as they've done that, and I agree with you, a lot of the moves this offseason has been awesome, would you still add a Jadeveon Clowney? Or would you just see what happens in the draft? If you get an edge rusher, then you don't have to worry about it. Like, what would be your plan of attack if you're Andrew Berry?
Yeah, I would wait. I would see what happens in the draft. And then I would decide after that because, you know, there's this date for the compensatory picks. I don't know how much you guys get into that, but, you know, it depends on how many free agents you sign and how many free agents get signed off your roster. And if you're at a deficit, basically, you're going to pick up a third, fourth, fifth, or sixth or seventh round pick in future years. And so GMs do think about that. You know, they want volume with their draft picks. Now, starting after May 3rd, when you sign those guys, they don't count against that formula. Mm-hmm. So I do think some teams right now are probably waiting until the draft and after that date passes. But if there's an area where you need help going into the summer, edge rush is not a bad one to have, because there are a lot of veteran edge rushers on the market still. You know, Jadeveon Clowney, Melvin Ingram, Justin Houston, Ryan Kerrigan, Everson Griffin. I mean, these are guys, you know, they might be past their peak, but these are guys you can probably get on one-year deals, maybe two-year deals, who can really help you right away in 2021. So that is the area of the roster where I would say the Browns would be most likely to make a move, and I kind of think they will make a move regardless of what happens in the draft, but I don't think there's a huge rush for them to do it like in the next 2 weeks here.
We're talking with Shield Kapadia from The Athletic, talking NFL, the draft coming up right around the corner, talking free agency as well. With the other teams in this division, Shield, you know, we were talking about the Steelers before. Jonathan and I both think that Ben is going over the cliff this year and that the Steelers are not going to be very good. In fact, I picked them to go under 500 for the first time in forever. Are you with us on that? Or are you? I know there's a lot of people that still think the Steelers are going to be good, that they got at least one more run in them. What say you?
No, I don't think they have a run in them. I lean more towards you. I think they were stuck in a bad situation where the quarterback does not want to retire, so you're pretty much forced to bring him back. Meanwhile, the offensive line is going to be worse than it was last year. You lose Bud Dupree on the defensive side of the ball. You lose a starting corner in Steven Nelson there. And I just don't see a path. I don't see an avenue for them to be significantly better in 2021. I mean, really, what is it going to be? It would really take a draft that they just knock out of the park, you know, and they get two or three rookies who just come in, contribute right away, and are quality starters. If something like that happens, or let's say something on the coaching staff, they come up with some great scheme advantage offensively. But these are all, you know, you're grasping at straws here a little bit there. Now, in terms of under 500, man, you know, what has it been, 14 years with Mike Tomlin? And yeah, when they're getting to 8-8 with Mason Rudolph and Doug Hodges, I'm never going to probably go that far to predict that. So I think they have a low ceiling. You know, I think their ceiling would be, you know, maybe they make the playoffs, but a lot of things would have to go right. And I think the most likely scenario is that they probably finish right around 500, maybe a game or two below, and it ends up all coming crashing down. I think they would have preferred to just kind of blow it up this offseason and figure out their next move. But when the quarterback's under contract and he wants to keep playing, you can't really do anything about that.
Sheila, I went as far as to say that, you know, and there's two big ifs here. One, if Joe Burrow's healthy. Two, if they can actually protect him. I know they've improved the offensive line a pinch, but not a lot at this point. But I said if that happens, the Steelers will finish last. Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy. No, I think there's certainly a chance for that. You know, I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. Now, coming off that injury, I'm probably not going to be as bullish as I was on him going into last year, just because, you know, I do love his mobility, his way, the way he maneuvers the pocket and escapes pressure. I thought that was one of his best traits coming out of LSU. And so you wonder a little bit about, is it going to take him a month, 2 months into the season until he regains that? But they have made some moves on the offensive line. We'll see what they do early in the draft. Do they go offensive tackle? Do they go wide receiver? But I like Burrow a lot. And, you know, I don't know that it's going to happen this year. You know, would not surprise me if they again finish in last place this year. But I think if we're looking ahead to certainly the following year, I do think they're on the right track.
Oh, I want to see the Steelers in last so bad. Shield, great. Keep up the great work at The Athletic. We love reading your stuff. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.